Tails is a bitch.
Steve?
You're getting divorced. You're getting divorced.
You're the one.
You are.
Saturday.
Perfect.
This is a pretty late show.
It is. It's like 1:30 in the afternoon.
God, it's late. What time did you get up?
Someone woke me up at like fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Who?
Naomi.
Why would she do that? Doesn't she have a radio show to do today?
I know.
She's like, I don't want to get up. She should get that speaking problem she has fixed.
What's up?
I got up at like 4.
Why?
Because there's a weird bird that lives outside my window. You want to hear the weirdest bird?
You shouldn't refer to your mother like that. A weird bird. What are you, English?
Your mom's a weird bird. No, I'm not English.
Oh.
Anyway, this is what the American bird does. You ready?
Yeah.
It goes like this. I don't know why.
Is that the drums? Is that a symbol?
You know, that's what Erica said. She thought maybe he was playing the drums.
Weird.
I was like, no. No bird I've ever seen does that. And so I was up at 4 thanks to this bird.
Wow. I've never had, like birds wake me up. That, like, background noises. I'll have my window open and won't wake me up.
That's not nice to talk about your mother like that.
I don't get it.
She's a window.
Oh. But cats wake me up all the time.
Cats?
Cats, plural.
Plural.
Cats. This cat wakes me up, and then this
other
cat...
What's up, man? You gotta get up, you know what I'm saying, daddy-o?
Yeah.
Is that what he does?
Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
That's my cat impersonation. Mm.
We got a voicemail, check this out.
What?
Hey guys, this is Sonic the Hedgehog coming to you live from the Xbox Live Arcade. My demo just released, I believe Naomi's playing it in the background. Yeah, I got one of those phones. Dope cheese.
Singing a little song?
Yeah.
So, Naomi comes from a Sega house.
Yeah, what is that? So, did you have a Sega?
It was the property of my dad's girlfriend's.
It was the property of her dad's girlfriend's, so if you can't hear that.
Sons.
Yeah. Hmm. I never had a Sega in my house. You did, though.
I did. I've had a Sega. I was the first to,
In the world?
Yeah, in the world to have a Sega.
Wow.
Thank you. You're welcome, I should say, actually, the world. Yeah, big Nintendo fan right here. I'm pointing myself.
Me too.
We're both pointing now.
Yeah. At each other.
Yeah, now I'm pointing at you. And I was the first one to have a Sega.
Ever.
Ever.
Okay.
All right, here's the story.
Okay.
The story behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Someone tells me this new Nintendo system is called Sega.
What?
Genesis.
Who told you this?
I don't know, some guy on the street. He sold it to me.
And you bought it?
And I bought it, and I got
like,
fooled.
Oh.
And then you know what he did? He did one of those.
Wow.
I think he was dressed like the guy from Rupert Tapper, the bandit.
That's who he was. Bandit.
So
speaking. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry.
Continue. I was just going to say I only had 3 games for it and barely played it.
Speaking of Rupert Tapper... It's on Xbox Live Arcade.
It is? We got a voicemail about that.
We did?
Let's play that.
Hey guys, this is the Bandit from Rupert Tapper. My demo just dropped on Xbox Live 360. Dope cheese.
You never saw Uncle Buck?
I have seen Uncle Buck.
Oh.
I just didn't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember when he makes that giant pancake?
I don't really remember a lot of that movie. I just remember the part where the daughter, not his daughter, his niece, I guess.
Right.
It's, like, at a party, and the guy is a jerk, and he comes and, like, beats him up.
I don't remember.
John Candy can whip some ass.
John Candy's awesome, and I wish he was still around. Because he's awesome. I don't think they're...
Alright, like, out of all the dead people in the world, who's the most awesome?
Probably John Candy.
You think it's so? Gandhi. Yeah. Mahatma Gandhi.
No.
Na Gandhi. He's his brother, and he changed his last name slightly to Na.
No, John Candy.
James Brown.
John Candy. Come on, you can't think of anyone else.
That's cooler. That's dead. Jim Morrison.
John Candy.
John Lennon.
John Candy.
Andre the Giant.
John Candy. speaking of John Candy, someone called up.
What?
Banjo Billy D. Williams. That's right. William Williams is my mother named me. I can't find my phone.
I don't know where it is. Right now I'm using John Stamos's phone to call you guys. Little concerned. I thought maybe you could help me out. It's a new iPhone. It's got a lot of pictures of me, Billy D. Williams, William Williams, as my mother named me, and my butt. Dope cheese.
I'll show you my ovaries.
Where did you get that iPhone?
Nowhere.
Let me see that.
No.
Give me that iPhone.
No.
Give it to me.
No.
Hey, I was in the Apple Store twice yesterday. I think I'm allowed to see that.
All right, here you go.
It says William Williams on the back.
Yeah, I got it laser engraved.
To say William Williams?
I love that name.
Alright, I can't fault you for that. The new iPod Touch? That was called?
Yeah, it's like an iPhone without the phone.
You like that?
It's kind of cool.
I'm a little interested in the iPod Nano.
Oh, I thought you were going to purchase the iPhone Touch.
No.
I mean iPod Touch.
No, I'm a little interested in the iPod Nano. It's cheaper and it shows videos.
I think it's
a little girly though, right?
Yeah, and I think it looks kind of like a purse for some reason.
It's a little girly, isn't it?
Yeah, it resembles.
Can I get one for Erica?
Yeah, why not?
And then play it on my, because my TV can play.
I think it's going to be stretched though.
Yeah, but let's make it jacked up.
Why don't you just get the thing for the Xbox 360 so you can play movies through there?
I'm trying to do that.
We're going to do that. So, if you do get Xbox Live Arcade, when you do, I should say.
Me.
What's your gamer tag going to be? So let's give it out to the people so they could be friends with us and we could play them on Xbox.
That's right. We should do that because it's so much easier than Nintendo. And I hate saying that. It's like a little piece of me dies when I say that.
I already have Xbox Live. You can friend me. My name is Pancake Brains. Check me out. I got a high score. In Marathon.
We should have made iHeart. Something or other, but
that would be cool, like I Heart Ben and then I Heart Joe.
Yeah, but you already did Pancake Brains.
Yeah, Pancake Brains, cool name.
Alright, then I'm going for Waffle Boots.
Waffle Boots.
That's right.
Coming at you,
because I'm Waffle Boots.
So maybe by the time this goes up, you might have that?
Maybe. It depends on... Hey guys, do you know if I can use a regular airport?
No one's going to answer you.
Alright, just send your emails.
People are going to be like, okay, if they do hear this, they're going to be airport. You mean like JFK? You mean like LaGuardia?
Can I use Apple Airport? It's a router made by Apple. Can I use that? Guys, alright?
Yes, you can.
Oh, thank you, Yoda.
Oh.
Send your emails to iHeartSnacks.
At gmail.com.
Or call me. Call me and tell me.
516.
No, that's my number. Call the show. 718-304-7856. Just like this person called me.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum, what's going on? Goldie Goldie Smack, y'all. Listen, I was listening to the show because, I got one of those phones. And, okay, two things. Number one, huge Apple fan. Remember those ads I did? Huh? Remember those? That's nuts. That is nuts if you don't remember those. And number two, I was listening about your airport question. And yes, you can use it. Don't worry. Get whatever you need to get tonight. Be Waffle Boots. Friend me. I'll be Goldie Goldie Smack, bitch. And we'll take bitches down online. Alright, I'll see you there. And if you see William H. Macy, tell him I fucking hate him. Dope cheese!
Hey guys, it's the Hotness. What's up? I hope you got my new album. It's, you can actually purchase my new album on Xbox Live Arcade. I believe if you get Hectics HD, it's this new puzzle game. It's actually free. Comes with a little, sweet MP3 of mine. You can play it while you're playing the game. It kind of distracts you as you're playing it. It will, like, shout out random colors, and you'll get all confused. But it's cool. Jeff Goldblum, suck my dick.
Whoa. Still calling those guys.
I love when those guys call because
you
it's
do?
Like...
I don't like it.
It's a battle. Yeah. And I'm a guy. I like battles.
Okay.
Remember yesterday we were talking about coolest guy things?
Yeah.
That we've done?
Yeah,
cool. We gotta add to the list.
Oh, yeah?
What? Yeah, I told you then, I'm telling you now, and I'm telling Donnelly...
Right?
I think we need to go paintballing.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think we need to simulate war by shooting people with paint.
Naomi, didn't Steve talk to us about paintballing? Steve is her roommate.
Oh, that cool
roommate.
Guy.
Yeah.
Right? I heard he's awesome.
Oh, wait, no, it wasn't Steve. It was one of his friends.
John Frank, the guy that...
Yeah, this guy named John Frank. Who names their kid John Frank?
Wait, his whole first name
is
John?
No, his last name is
no.
Frank.
No, it's not. It's John. His first name and his first name.
John Frank Williams? William Williams, as his mother named him?
He's talking about how they simulate
D-Day.
Actual battles
D-Day.
With paintball.
Oh my god.
D-Day.
Like reenactments?
Just storming the beach.
Like the storm the beach. Yeah.
Yeah.
What beach are they doing this on?
I don't know.
Normandy.
make sure I don't be going there.
Okay.
Because if I can't control the way I speak, I definitely can't control what beach I'm going to be at.
Speaking of beaches, have you ever went to a nude beach?
No. Have you?
You did?
No, but there's one in Jones Beach.
Yeah, I heard there's one in Jones Beach. I think we should go. Maybe next summer.
But isn't it a lot of old people?
Who cares?
All right, we'll do a show next summer.
We'll do a show.
Live from the nudie beach?
Yeah.
I have seen a chick just get naked at the beach.
Yeah, I saw one topless, but that was it.
Yeah, topless. She never bottomed.
Well, that's not naked, Joe. Topless is topless.
Basically naked.
Half naked. Guys go to the beach half naked all the time.
That's true. You know what I hate?
What? Guys? Yeah. Me too. Fucking guys.
Beach should be all women.
That'd be awesome.
I would go to that beach.
You couldn't go.
Why not?
Because you're not a girl.
But I'd be allowed in. It'd be Die Hard Snacks team.
Oh, okay.
Beach.
Okay.
Speaking of HD television.
Yeah. Someone made a flower again.
What? Watching Eyewitness News at 11 o'clock every night?
No.
No, you haven't. You're right, you haven't, because you've not seen Liz's show in HD.
I gotta see this.
You only get one chance at it.
What?
Your eyes burn out.
Oh, no.
Right, it's like, you see Liz's show.
Right.
And you hear, like, and then your fucking eyes burn out.
Wow. I gotta see this. Maybe I don't.
I would recommend doing it.
I wanna play a lot of video games before, and then...
It's temporary.
Oh, it's
temporary eye burn.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm doing it.
Because I've noticed, I believe... what Liz Cho says on the news. I don't believe anybody else. Any other newscaster?
Right.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
It's about the Cho.
Liz Cho is a local newscaster that we have here in New York. If you haven't seen her, please Google her.
Oh, for the love of God.
And join our Facebook group, Liz Cho Fans. What is it called? Super Fans?
Liz Cho Super Fans, I think.
Yeah. So if you're on the Facebook, please just type that in.
You're not going to find any, like, sexy pictures, like... your typical sexy pictures.
No, she's just hot.
They're just sexy.
Right.
Because Liz chosen them.
Right. She could be, like, dressed like a medieval warrior.
Wait a minute.
Wait, that's super hot. I'm sorry. She could be dressed like a man with...
a mustache.
Yeah, with a mustache.
It'd be kind of cute on Liz Cho.
It would be kind of cute. I'd say that's cute. She could be dressed like a warlock, and it'd be super hot. She could be dressed like a dragon, and you'd probably explode if you saw it.
Really? Liz Cho Dragon?
Liz Cho Dragons. She is Eurasian.
What does that even mean?
Euro-Asian.
So she's European and Asian?
At the same time. It's hard to be that.
That is pretty hard.
Yeah.
What was she like? On the border or something?
I think so.
She was born on the border.
Right. Probably.
In the bayou. She was born on the bayou.
Yeah. Speaking of bayous, Bayou Billy called up.
What?
Let's check this voicemail.
No way.
Yo, Bayou Billy here. You remember that level where you get to drive my car? Peace.
That was an awesome game.
I had Bayou Billy for the NES.
My friend, Matt Dean had Bayou Billy.
Oh, yeah, that's a real name. Matt Dean.
Matt Dean.
Matt Dean. I'm Matt Dean. I have Bayou Billy.
Hi, I'm Dean Kane.
I think my nose is going to bleed.
I'm stupid.
Let's find out. You know when you get that tickle?
Right.
You get that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sneeze, first of all.
Uh-oh, it's going to go all over the place.
All right, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Why don't you play some Hectics HD?
HD.
So what else is new? Anything cool?
Yeah, we got not a voicemail, we got a
Gmail.
Gmail from Brian Guineri, you know.
Let's pull that up, he was on our last show. Why don't you read it, Joe?
It says, hey guys, just want to let you know that Shia LaDouche, I guess that's Shia LaBeouf,
mm-hmm.
let the name of the new indie flick, and no, not independent film, Indiana Jones flick.
Mm-mm.
Out of the MTV Awards. First of all, little side note, MTV Awards.
Yeah.
How are they doing at MTV Awards when they don't show videos?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Do you see Britney?
No.
Awesome.
All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Yes. It'll be called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I'm going to say that one more time. It'll be called Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds gay, but so does the idea of making a new indie movie. Death to Lucas, dope cheese, Brian.
I'm gonna have to agree with Brian. That is stupid.
I'm stupid, so stupid. Scared.
Yeah?
I'm awake.
Scared of Batman.
Oh, go ahead. Just, you gotta go to voicemail for that.
Okay.
I'll slap you, bitch!
Ben, Joe, the Wiz.
right, Mr. Wizard. Listen, I'm a little upset. I've been calling for the last 8 weeks straight, and you've not played one of my voicemails. Get a little tired of it, so instead of calling, I'm going to go focus some more attention on my new magazine, The Wizard. It's all about comics. All right, I guess dope cheese.
It's Brittany, bitch.
You see that? I didn't see that.
Well, I showed it to you.
I just watched a clip of it on the YouTube. Yeah. I think it's bullshit. I think she was meant to be that awful. Like you said, drunk. It wasn't even that awful.
All those performances on that show suck.
Right.
There's not unless it's a band playing instruments.
Right. You're not gonna, unless it's Gnarls Barkley dressed like Star Wars.
Exactly. You're not gonna have a good performance. The White Stripes, I believe, had a good performance a while ago, even if that was on one of their show on that show. Whatever. If you're lip syncing, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
He's talking directly to you guys.
Yeah, guys. Stop listening to the show. I hate you.
Or call up.
718-304-7856.
Six. Six. Not three. Stop bothering that poor guy. He likes giraffes. Rook has not answered the challenge.
Yeah, what's up, Rook?
I think you scared him.
We didn't do a pre-show. We should do a post-show.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's what we should do.
All right. I gotta get my hair cut.
Oh, okay. It's only two.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a quick one. We'll like
we should discuss this off the air. This is very unprofessional.
Okay, sorry. So, yeah. The performance wasn't that all that special. She did move slow, I think.
I'm telling you, she did it on purpose, because now everybody's talking about her.
Yeah.
We live in a world where you need to be infamous, not famous.
I'm gonna send out props to Kyle from Naughty Karate for making that awesome sloth video.
And Keeley, right?
Well, yeah, it's Keeley, but that's what he put it under. But check him out on YouTube, type in Keeley Dogs. I'm sure you'll find his new Britney video. It's great.
It is pretty good.
Maybe we'll post that on the Blogspot, because it's awesome. Any other business we need to take care of?
Yeah, I got some business.
You got business?
I really have been looking at your iPhone. I think it is Billy Dee Williams.
It's not William Williams. William Williams. All right. Your nickname. Call me that.
So next person that calls up, over 18, gives us a funny voicemail. You know what they're
getting? It is no more eating up here.
That's what they're getting.
I keep telling you this.
An iPhone picture.
What? Shuffle?
A picture from Billy Dee Williams' iPhone. We'll send you...
Shuffle.
A picture of the shuffle that he took.
Awesome. I think we should send a picture of Billy Dee Williams' butt. Because for some reason on my iPhone, I have tons of pictures of this.
I think we should take a picture of us and send it to Billy Dee Williams, taunting him that we have his iPhone.
Good idea, but you know it's not his, it's mine.
You know who we should send to Billy Williams? You know who we shouldn't taunt?
Who?
These next three guys.
Oh, shit.
Look
again.
Out. Again.
Hey, it's Andre, bitch. You guys catch that Britney Spears performance? I had a ton of her moves. It's Andre Tang here with my buddy Reggie. Hey, guys, it's Reggie. Reggie and I... We actually got rid of Worf. We dumped his ass on the road. He was getting too crazy. He started going off on Willow and all this other crap. We're like, we can't have that on the tour. We can't do that.
Worf just turned out to be a player hater.
Yeah, a total player hater. And so we're on the tour bus. Reggie's hooked us up with a million Wii units. And points like crazy. He like produces cards, these Wii cards, like out of thin air. I think he's a magician.
I'm a magician. I got points coming off my ass.
Yeah. So if you want Wii points, we got some cards. We'll send it your way.
Stop talking about Xbox 360, bitches.
Yeah, he is kind of pissed about that. He's promising online play, but I don't see it coming.
Play some Strikers. It's good. Dope cheese!
Dope cheese, guys. We got some pictures for you. We'll be sending them your way. Dope cheese.
Crazy bunch of dudes.
Oh my god. Worf.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for Worf.
He was like an original on our show.
I know. Maybe he'll call up.
Remember the blog? It's Worf?
Yeah, it's worf.blogspot.com. Check it out. I don't know
what he said.
I don't think he's updating. He's probably not updating. We should tell those guys to get a blog spot. Maybe they could just post their pictures there.
That'd be so much easier for us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they have...
You should probably give that password to Donnelly.
Right, right.
You can check it out, too.
Yeah. So he could edit stuff.
The pictures that we're talking about.
Right. So, Anything else?
That was a great show.
This was pretty good.
Look out.
Enjoyed it.
A little rapid fire coming at you.
Ooh, right.
Forgot it's a good one those. This week. Yeah. I listened to them. Pre-screened them.
Yeah? Okay.
Just hold on to your butts.
Ooh, okay.
A little teaser.
Gotcha. So call us, 718-304-7856.
Gmail us.
iHeartSnacks@gmail.com.
Check us out on the MySpace.
That's myspace.com/iHeartSnacksRadio.
Do you like Back to the Future? Do you like Liz Show?
Do I?
Then you better get on the Facebook.
We are on the Facebook. Check us out. Just type in iHeartSnacks. I'm sure you'll find us.
Okay.
And join our groups. Dope Cheese.
Dope Cheese.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Joe. This is Samuel Jackson, bitch. I heard the word bitch a lot in your show, so I thought I'd call up, bitch. Listen, I'm about to head to McDonald's because I love bitch nuggets. Dope Cheese.
Guys, Scott Bakula here. I'm just coming back from Roy Rogers, yeah? There's one in Penn Station. Dope Cheese.
What's up, players? This is Barack Obama. I love, and I mean absolutely presidentially love, checkers!
Barack Obama, 2008.
It's Britney, bitch. It's Britney Spears here. I enjoy Wendy's. I love their spicy chicken. It is super spicy when you put jalapenos on it. Just like if you put jalapenos on my boobs, and then my boobs would be super spicy. Sorry, I moved like a sloth. Dope Cheese.
Hey, fuckers, this is Betty White. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. Dope Cheese.
Hey, assholes, it's Estelle Getty. Fuck Betty White. Roy Rogers is king.
Hey, dirtbags, B. Arthur. Thank you for being my friend and taking me to Burger King. Dope Cheese.
John Ritter, back from the dead. KFC.
Sorry, I got problems with my voice. Dope Cheese.
Hey, guys. Lance Bass. Love the Dairy Queen. Dope Cheese.
Guys, Kenny Bake here. I played R2-D2. I love going to McDonald's because I love the kiddie place where you play it with the ball pits. Dope Cheese.
Hey, guys. Alan Brooks. Why haven't I been on your show yet? IHOP. Dope Cheese.
I'll kick you in the face, Emma.